Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Ladies and gentlemen, the ramifications that the Biden crime family have caused not just the United States of America, but the world are really starting to be seen and understood. And that's why Albania has launched criminal investigations into Anthony Blinken for his involvement, not just with the Biden administration, but his involvement over the years with the Joe Biden crime family, acting as a foreign agent, not just an intermediary with the Penn Biden Center and China, but also with a seriously corrupt situation that's been going on in Albania now over the years. And guess who's funding the whole thing? George Soros. Funding Blinken, funding communists in Albania, and now they're pushing back and launching investigations. But that's just one angle of this story. We now have connections with the Bidens to biological research facilities that now some believe, including Russia's intelligence believes, was actually responsible for the COVID-19 outbreak. And while at first glance, with a story that went viral 2 days ago, why the origins of COVID-19 are still a mystery, and I thought, they're not a mystery, we know it came out of the Chinese lab, but I had to check myself and say, well, I guess we really don't know that. I mean, we have all the circumstantial evidence, but maybe it could have come out of a lab in Ukraine. We do know it was made in a lab, though. And then you've got the situation now with the war in Ukraine and it all being tied into that. But before we go there, this Biden crime family is in serious trouble. Joe Biden claims he doesn't even know he's being investigated, then goes on to lie about his Amtrak story again. Here's James Comer discussing the investigations now ongoing into the Biden crime family.
Now, what's different with Joe Biden is we're investigating the Biden family for influence peddling. We have a strong suspicion that people around Joe Biden, mainly in his family, have been peddling access to the Biden family with our adversaries around the world. When we find out that they have multiple classified documents scattered throughout multiple residences and office buildings across the East Coast, then this raises a huge red flag for us. We want to make sure that those documents in the possession of Joe Biden weren't somehow sent to our adversaries and didn't somehow compromise our national security.
But you've also talked about how you worried about the same situation with the Trump family. Trump had 300-plus documents at Mar-a-Lago. Why don't you have that same concern? I mean, there are visitors going in and out of Mar-a-Lago from different countries.
As if Trump isn't already being investigated. As if Trump already hasn't been investigated.
And it was in an unsecure location at Mar-a-Lago.
That's just a lie.
So would you apply that
totally
same
secure
concern evenly across the board?
If someone can show me evidence that there was influence peddling with those classified documents that were in the possession of President Trump, then we would certainly expand
it.
That Chinese
evidence
spy was in Mar-a-Lago,
but do
which
you
is
have
a
evidence
public, private place.
Do you have evidence of influence peddling with the classified documents? From Biden.
Sorry,
do you
Pat.
Have evidence? But do you have evidence?
Yes,
of
the Penn Biden Center, millions of dollars coming in from China.
It sounds like you don't. You're looking into it, but why wouldn't you look into it in the same way?
We are looking into it, but we have evidence that the Biden family has been very cozy with people from the Chinese Communist Party. We have evidence that Hunter Biden was receiving payments that were linked directly to the Chinese Communist Party through those Chinese energy companies. We're very concerned about all the
but
money.
How
that,
is that connected to classified documents?
Burisma in Ukraine.
Amazing. All right, so that's Pamela Brown on CNN. I mean, first of all, it becomes an issue where I have to correct everything she says because it's inaccurate. But she probably genuinely has no clue what's going on. I mean, that's your MSNBC host making seven figures and genuinely doesn't have a clue what's even going on in the country she reports news in. CNN.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar, a 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
I want to be clear here on this Tuesday, January 31st, 2023, as I'm about to cover all of the news that ties the Bidens to biological weapons research, that ties the Bidens to, really, at this point, you're looking at the Bidens as maybe even being the cause for this war in Ukraine, with some of the information we have coming out. And all of the corruption and everything we have for you today. I want to be clear about something. I'm not trying to give you false hope, and I'm not going to come on air here today and tell you Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, the Biden crime family, Blinken, and all their associates are going down. No, I'm not here to tell you that. I, in fact, have very little faith that that will happen. Perhaps more faith than in times past when government corruption is being exposed. But I just want you to be clear here. I'm not trying to sell you false hope. But what I do believe is happening at this point is the dam is beginning to break, folks. The dam is beginning to break. You see a big dam with cracks in it, now water leaking out, you know that dam is coming down. And oh, that new crack that just sprung a leak over there, well, that might not be the one to bring it down, but oh, here's another crack forming over here, here's another crack forming over here, here's another crack forming over here. I mean, eventually that dam's going to break. This deep state globalist dam of corruption, with the mainstream media and big tech covering up all the crimes that now we're so aware of, we just witness it in real time and call it out, and nothing gets done. The dam is breaking. And really at this point, the deep state, the globalists, have two options. And that's either start this war with Russia and really have it pop off so bad that it distracts from everything and takes all the air out of the room. Or they try to turn Biden into some sort of a patchwork to patch up all the leaks in the dam, and they actually burn Biden, and you actually do get the Biden crime family to have some arrests. It'll be like the Jeffrey Epstein industrial-level sex trafficking situation, where you'll get one or two arrests, maybe three. They'll get a nice, easy prison sentence. They'll get a nice house arrest, and then magically, the lead guy will die or something in jail. But it's beginning to reach a point of no return here, and there's enough genuine interest from the Republicans in Congress, specifically on the House side, that I don't see how this goes down without at least FBI agents going and getting arrested. Now, they might not sell Biden out, but they all know what's going on. Except Biden, apparently. He doesn't even know he's being investigated. Biden was asked about it today. He said, oh, I didn't know I was being investigated. Oh, interesting. Do you know what day it is, sir? Do you know your address? Have you ever had a situation where you've had a friend get knocked out unconscious and you kind of got to get up over them and how many fingers am I holding up? What day is it? What's your name? You kind of got to get them back into getting back into consciousness. That's Joe Biden walking around on a normal day. Hey, Joe, what's your name? What time is it? Where are you? I'm a corn pop. I was a black lifeguard in a pool. My butt's been white. Joe, did you know you're under investigation? No, I didn't know. No, I didn't know that. So let me start on the lighter end, and we'll slowly get into the more serious stuff. And I've got to be really diligent with my time on this issue because we've got guests coming up today. We were able to get Marco Polo on. We issued a retraction and a correction of something I covered earlier this week from the Gateway Pundit. And they wanted to say, hey, will you fix this? So I said, hey, I'll retract it, but let's have you on. You can correct the record yourself. That's what we do here. We're not like the lying, corrupt media who lies, deceives, manipulates on purpose, and then after they lied to you about a vaccine for 2 years that's killing people, they act like none of it ever happened. But I've got all this news on the vaccines and the latest with Pfizer and Project Veritas and more. Dr. Peter McCullough going to be joining us. Unfortunately, can't be in studio. We've had some severe winter weather here, flights and travel getting canceled, so he can't be in studio, but he will be on with us for at least an hour. Now, Joe Biden today. We passed the American Rescue Plan without a single vote from Republicans in Congress. We gave states and local governments money to keep firefighters in the fire hall, first responders on the job, teachers in the classroom, and nurses in the clinics and hospitals. So, the American Rescue Plan. Now think about this. They've had to pass the Inflation Reduction Act when they say there's no inflation. And now they've passed the American Rescue Plan when they say this is the greatest economy ever under Joe Biden. Well, something doesn't add up there. Why would you have to pass the American Rescue Plan if it's the greatest economy under Joe Biden? Oh, because you lied. It's not a good economy. It's a horrible economy under Joe Biden. Gotcha. Why would you have to pass the Inflation Reduction Act if there is no inflation? Oh, that's right. It's record high inflation that Joe Biden caused and the Democrat policies. Gotcha. Do you see what lying lowlifes these Democrats are? There's no inflation, but we got to pass the Inflation Reduction Act to stop inflation. You said there was no inflation. This is the greatest economy ever, greatest economic recovery ever under Joe Biden. So we have to pass the American Rescue Plan. Rescue? You said it was the greatest economy ever. What do we need rescuing from? And then you've got the details of the American Rescue Plan, funding the drag queen sexy time for kids. Nice. Don't you love that? You drop little Johnny, you drop little Jill off at school, and you see a 300-pound dude in walking in with a leotard, pubic hair bulging out of his crotch with a tiara on. You say, what is that? Oh, that's your new guest speaker today, teaching little Johnny and little Jill how to use rainbow dildos. What is that? Well, that's the American Rescue Plan. Thanks, Biden. Thank you. Joe Biden asked if he's going to be providing testimony to Special Counsel Robert Hur investigating him. His response, I don't even know about the Special Counsel. I don't even know I'm being investigated. What is going on here? Who am I? Where am I? What am I? Who are you? Wait, what? I'm being investigated? I've never heard of such a thing. So is Joe Biden really that inept cognitively, or is he just lying, pretending he has no idea that he's being invested for his crimes? Joe Biden repeats debunked story about Amtrak conductor. He just keeps lying about that. I mean, this guy just lies all day long. Soon he'll tell you he's from Philadelphia and, you know, played center for the Philadelphia Eagles and snapped the ball to Ron Jaworski. If they win the Super Bowl, that'll be the next thing. I remember I was the center for the Eagles snapping the football to Ron Jaworski. Wow, Joe. But you just heard it in the opening segment. Oversight Chair James Comer ready to investigate anyone in business with the Bidens. Anthony Blinken needs to be the first one called in. Or maybe we should extradite Anthony Blinken to Albania. Maybe we should extradite Anthony Blinken to Albania. And see if they would like to have a word with him over the Soros commies that Biden and Blinken were trying to get into power in Albania and the narcotics traffickers that they were protecting as well. Yeah. Yeah. Now, I'm going to come back and get to the more serious end of the Biden crime family and the situation in Ukraine. And it's just, it's really bad, folks. I mean, you're talking about, these are the biggest criminals in the world. Legitimately. So, that's going to be coming up. Now, I'm so loaded today, but I'm going to be needing to fund this operation with Alex out. He is returning tomorrow. But I'm so loaded today, I'm worried I'm barely going to plug. So, folks, please, let's support InfoWars. Let's show Alex Jones a big heaping round of support today by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. If you don't want to buy a product, go right to the donate tab, smash that donate tab, give 5, give 10, give 25, give 100, whatever you can today. And when Alex returns to studio, let's show him a nice funding bump so that he can feel confident and stress-free when he comes back on air tomorrow. And remember, Ultimate Bone Broth Plus back in stock with coupon code FREEALEX. You get it 40% off. That's a listener exclusive offer for you. Coupon code FREEALEX, 40% off Bone Broth Plus at InfoWars.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Lot of information that individuals like DC Drano and War Clandestine are doing the legwork on, and I'm going to try to just briefly sort through this now. But these are, I mean, these investigations lead to obvious questions and should lead to serious investigations, but we know the deep state will do everything to protect its own, and sadly, right now, there's so few good people within our government overall, but specifically be it the FBI or Justice Department, that our corrupt criminal politicians have been able to get away with so much for so long. But that dam is breaking, and the Biden crime family might just be the ones to break it. Now, the receipts are provided here by DC Drano. Remember when the Pentagon confirmed the U.S. partnered with 46 Ukrainian bioweapons labs? This was on the Pentagon's website. The fake news media told you it didn't exist, but it was there. We have the receipts. And Hunter Biden secured millions for one of the labs, Metabiota. Well, now we have a February 24th, 2022 letter from Zelensky ordering the destruction of all government files for Metabiota. I'm sure it's nothing. Ah, a little I scratch your back, you scratch mine. A little, what should we call it, pay for play? I mean, this is unbelievable. The Biden family has been doing so much criminal activity in Ukraine since Biden was a senator, through his time as vice president, with the speech at the Council on Foreign Relations, bragging about his bribery, and now to the Zelensky years, where I guess it's Zelensky covering up the Biden dirt. Zelensky helped covering up the Biden bioweapons labs. And what does Zelensky get? Well, he basically now can get whatever money and weapons he wants from Joe Biden for whatever reason. And maybe there's a little mutual benefit there. Biden gets to start a war with Russia to distract from his crimes, and Zelensky gets billions of dollars. Ukraine asks as a criminal proxy state for the Western deep state interest of the Biden crime family and other U.S. politicians. And Zelensky just sits there enriching himself beyond our wildest imaginations. So that is an ongoing story. Hunter Biden helped secure millions in funding for military biotech research program in Ukraine. This was from March of last year. All the data is there. All the information is public. The receipts, the government documents. And now we know Zelensky requested the destruction of all those files. Why did Zelensky do that? And why was this happening right at the same time when the war started to heat up? I doubt that's a coincidence. And there's other threads out there, like this one on the screen from Blue Canaries, Metabiota thread, produces bioagents under diplomatic cover as secret labs, then sells pandemic insurance and trackers to help countries get ahead of what they are putting out. Company part of Pentagon's DRTA program, as well as funded by Rosemont Seneca. That's Hunter Biden. It's all there. So what was really going on? Well, Joe Biden has been acting illegally as a foreign agent for perhaps his entire career as a politician. Never filed a FARA application, and neither has his bag man, his rat hole, Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden's laptop emails reveal another crime. Never filed a FARA application, yet Hunter acted as foreign agent. Email shows he discussed breaking FARA laws. Of course, they went after Mike Flynn as hard as they possibly could, General Mike Flynn, as hard as they possibly could, claiming he was the foreign agent that didn't file their application. That was all a lie. The truth is, it was Hunter Biden who was acting as a foreign agent who never filed the application. Because why would he? He's acting illegally. He wouldn't want to know about that. And by the way, if you really want to know what type of a low-life scumbag Hunter Biden truly is, and you know, look, when I think about the laptop story and Hunter leaving his laptop at a repair place, a lot of people say, maybe this is Hunter Biden trying to get the news out. Maybe this is Hunter Biden begging for help. You know, maybe that's the case, but you see stuff like this, and can I really blame something like this on Joe Biden? Maybe. Maybe Joe Biden, maybe somebody else is telling Hunter Biden to be like this. Hunter Biden goes to court against his 4-year-old daughter to ban her from using his last name. This is the daughter of Hunter Biden that he has completely disowned. This is the daughter of Hunter Biden that he pretends doesn't exist. She does. This is the daughter of Hunter Biden that was born after he impregnated a stripper. He refuses to pay child care. He refuses to recognize her. She doesn't get invited to any family affairs. And by the way, the whole relationship that Hunter Biden has now, he was basically told to do that. He said, hey, you want to distract from this baby that you just had with this stripper, you better get a new wife and kid fast. And so he did. But now this little girl is in court, and the mother of this little girl, London Alexis Roberts, is in court because Hunter Biden wants to make sure that the daughter, Navy Joan, can never use the name Biden. Oh, and let's not forget that the stripper was also being paid by the Bidens. So Biden hired a stripper. I guess it was his nice personal prostitute. Accidentally impregnates her. I guess accidentally. I guess we don't know that. And then says, you're fired and you're never allowed to see me again. And my daughter is never allowed to use my last name. And I'm not paying a dime of child support. And the liberal media says nothing. Nothing. So talk about a lowlife. Hires a stripper to work for him, gets her pregnant, and then completely disowns her and says, my daughter is never allowed to use my name and I'm not paying any child support. And gets away with all of it. So far. So far. Now, there's more on this. And I've kind of been touching on this throughout the last couple of weeks, how Biden and Obama really did not see eye to eye on the situation in Ukraine. And maybe that has something to do with Obama's relations or feelings towards Iran, which we have a better idea about how they're getting involved in this whole picture now. So I'll explain all that coming up. But coming up in the next segment, I covered a story from the Gateway Pundit the other day about Hunter Biden emails being edited by a group, Marco Polo. I retracted that coverage. I've also since spoken to Marco Polo's people and the Gateway Pundit. We've changed the story. But I said, hey, look, I'll retract it, but why don't you come on air and talk about it as well? And so that is the case now. So we have somebody from Marco Polo joining us to talk about this story, and they just want to set the record straight that they were not editing any of the Biden emails with names like Devin Archer in them. Yeah, mainstream media won't be covering this, I'm sure.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's one thing I'm proud to have that the mainstream media doesn't have, and that's integrity. And so if you've been listening to me for years, you've probably heard, maybe I've been on air here at InfoWars 7 years, and I think maybe 4 times over the years I've issued a retraction on the air, and there have been a couple of times where I might misspeak something or give a wrong name or a wrong date, and the crew will get in my ear and correct me, and we'll correct the record on the air. Not like the mainstream media that lies to you consciously and will never admit to it, never apologize for it, never retract a story. It's been done to me numerous times. So the other day, I was covering a Gateway Pundit story about Marco Polo allegedly doctoring some emails that they had published. Marco Polo reached out and said, that's not the case. Please retract the story. And I'll also have you know, I don't know if my guest, Garrett Ziegler, has spoken to the Gateway Pundit, but I did speak to them and said, hey, just so you know, I talked to these people, I retracted. They've now changed their story as well. This is what people that have integrity in media do. That's why you never see it in the mainstream news. So I said, hey, not only will I offer a retraction, why don't you come on air and correct the record for yourself? So Garrett Ziegler, founder of Marco Polo, is with us. And I know you sent me an email explaining the phenomenon that happened in the emails, but why don't you just take the time right now to explain this to the people? But also, just to make sure that people understand this, none of this, it's all real, and that's the real story that goes on here.
Well, thank you, Owen. I appreciate it, and it speaks volumes about your character. I didn't realize that we had a sort of a shared background. I'm from outside St. Louis on the Illinois side. So when I was doing research yesterday, we come from the same, you know, sort of milieu. And so I appreciate the opportunity to go over this. The bottom line up front is that we were bum rushed by this story by the Gateway Pundit. And if they had reached out to us before the article ran, we would have kindly and quickly told them that it dealt with the time zone that your Mac is in when you view an email in the Apple Mail application. Their original piece, before they edited it, made mention that the quickest way to find out if anything is doctored is if you go to the email metadata, i.e. the header, and look at the message ID. In the one sheet that I sent over earlier, in which we released on our Telegram channel, clearly shows that the message ID is the same. And so sort of the example I use, Owen, is if somebody's committing wire fraud, and let's say there are two employees at a bank, one's in New York and one's in Chicago, just because their email client shows a one-hour difference because of the time zones, does it mean that the email is any less permissible in a court of law? And so it's that coupled with the fact that they cast aspersions on our entire dossier because of this misunderstanding, i.e. Joe Hoft wrote that because they didn't understand time zones issues, our 630-plus page report is somehow, you know, deficient. And it's not that we're above mistakes, and that's why I'm honored to be on your show, and I'm grateful you had me on. I sincerely mean that, because if this were a legitimate error, we would hop on it. But it's sort of the worst of both worlds in that this is a very basic IT forensic mistake that I think it's so basic, Owen, that XR Vision must have done this on purpose, because if he is as really as smart as he holds himself out to be, then he wouldn't have made this mistake. And so the only conclusion we're left with is that they did this on purpose, expecting people to not clearly read the article. And we're well aware that you didn't write it, and it's on them to contact us beforehand. And we have contacted them. In fact, a friend of a friend is a reporter there, and we've privately asked them to take the story down. But they refuse. Hopefully that's a 3-minute coherent articulate. It's not a sexy issue, but I just want people to know that, you know, we put a year into this dossier. We established a separate 501c3 for it, and we're very proud of the sort of intra-group arguing we went over to make sure every single page of this is rock solid. And I don't want people to think that we're doctoring anything, because like you said, it's an incredible story. It's all real, and it's all about Joe. This email that they're alluding to, this 22-point plan that was probably, although not for sure, based on classified documents, implicates Joe directly. That means Joey was feeding the intel to Hunter, who was then feeding it to Devin Archer. It's multiple felonies, and we list that in our report. And so, because I'm not petty, if Gateway Pundit will just take down the piece, we don't want to fight this out in court. That's ridiculous. But we do want them to get it right.
Well, and I know this might not seem a sexy issue to the audience, but here's why I think it's important and why I invited you on. And just two, so people can kind of get an idea of the difference between what we do here at InfoWars and what the others in the mainstream media don't do. And to kind of go off on a bit of a jag, and I'll come back real quickly, I would much rather have a situation where if I make a mistake on air, somebody says, hey, you made a mistake, offer a retraction, instead of suing me for $1 trillion. But let's get back on to the subject material. Here's why I think this issue is sexy, because I know what it's like to put work into something that you hold near and dear to your heart, and then see someone tremendously misrepresent that work. It's been done to me a dozen times. So when I made the mistake, I said, I don't want to be that guy. And that's why I hesitate to jump on some narratives before I know the full facts, even though the audience doesn't like it. But here's the real sexiness. You did put in the work. You did put in the emails. You did put out the report. And I think it's kind of sad, actually, that, I mean, maybe it's a blessing in disguise that somebody has to make a mistake for this to get more traction. And so I look at this now as, hey, you know what? This has more traction. Why don't you talk about the story you put hours of your life and others put hours of their life into reporting on?
Well, I think that it is sad that they haven't talked about the dossier until now. And again, when we heard about this report by the Gateway Pundit, the first thing we did was, first of all, act like adult men and reach out to them directly, just like I called a producer at InfoWars. We're not trying to do what they did to us and bum rush them, but we're left to publicly dispute this now. But going back to your point directly, this was a labor of love. And again, we're very conservative in our accusations. We logged at the very least 459 violations of state and federal laws and regulations. What do I mean by that? There are about 15 to 20 different statutes at the state and federal levels and regulations that Hunter and Associates violated. But they violated those 15 to 20 state and federal laws and regs hundreds of times. And so those run the gamut on their money laundering, Foreign Agent Registration Act, prostitution, human trafficking, three confirmed cases of that, lobbying violations, and so many other things. And what separates us is we go into, in fact, that exact email that was the subject of their piece, I'm going through this very quickly, trying to find it. But basically, that exact email was in our dossier. It's on page 143. And that email alone, based upon clear case law and reading of the statute, is a violation of 22 U.S.C. 612. And to demystify that, that's the Foreign Agent Registration Act statute. That's exactly what they prosecuted Paul Manafort for. And so in true Alinsky fashion, they did exactly what they accused their enemies of. And so because Devin Archer was involved with this, that's also a violation of 18 U.S.C. 2, which is the conspiracy statute. And so in this scenario, we cite the date, April 12, 2014, the District of Columbia, which is where Hunter was when he committed the felony, the accomplice, and in the statute. And anybody can go read this for free, BidenCrimes.info. We have a couple of URLs we bought, HeresHunter.com, or just at MarcoPoloUSA.org. It's all free. We're a registered charity, and we want it to be right. And hopefully this strikes a relationship between Marco Polo and Owen that we can talk about our work going forward.
Well, I'd love to do that. In fact, I've got 10 seconds left of the segment. If you can stick around and do another segment to get more into this, I'd love to drill deeper into this. Because the issues are really coming to the fore now, and you guys kind of did the background research ahead of everybody else.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you. Buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492.
That's 800-509-4492.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
With us, Garrett Ziegler, MarcoPoloUSA.org, and if he'd like to lay out all those other URLs before he's off here for you to go read their research, where, ladies and gentlemen, they've done the deep, deep dive into the Hunter Biden emails with emails and receipts from names such as Devin Archer, and as he was cataloging in the last segment all the different criminal activity that is occurring in these emails. And so I'd like to, Garrett, kind of give you the segment here with a question to pick up and run with. And I'll start it like this. Has anyone from law enforcement, any form or function of law enforcement, reached out to you to either collaborate with you on your research or just asked you for maybe materials for their own research? Has that happened at all?
First of all, yes, I think there's something wrong with my mic. I can't hear you very well. But number one, state-level law enforcement, non-federal, and their conservatives, they have reached out to us, and I've actually had multiple conversations with them. I won't go into which state, but suffice it is to say that it's an AG office, somebody who we know very well. He actually wrote an op-ed about the Biden laptop in early 2022. And, you know, so we've been working with them. We have no – if somebody read this report, they would realize we have no illusions that Hunter is going to face justice at the federal level. His daddy will pardon him even if it's the last thing he does. But there are numerous opportunities at the state level for attorneys general and other people within the statute of limitations to bring money laundering charges. The only thing stopping them is their own courage. Sorry, I'm going to hook up another mic here.
Garrett Ziegler with us from Marco Polo USA. He's just having a tech error there, so he's going to get himself a new mic. It looks like he's plugging that in right now. And I do agree with his analysis, and that's why I opened the show like that, saying, I'm not trying to sell you hopium here. We're selling reality. But the reality is that the Biden crime family is being exposed. And if there is any level of interest in this, it looks like it might be at the state level, as Garrett was just getting into. Garrett, it looks like you're back connected. Is everything better?
Sorry about that. I had Bluetooth microphone that went haywire. I'm on a wired one now. So, yeah, I was just making the point that, you know, there's an author based at the New York Post. Her name's Miranda Devine. She wrote a book called Laptop from Hell. It came out in November of 2021. It was a great book. She's a much better writer than I am, and she's had a lot more experience, and we love her book, and we used it for this dossier. She came out with a one-page review on October 27th about a report. You made the very good point that our dossier has not received the national attention that other people have gotten. Part of that is I just don't do a ton of media, but Miranda, who we collaborate with, recognizes how sort of comprehensive this thing is. And I urge everybody to go on our website, MarcoPoloUSA.org, and read all of the reviews that have been written so far about the dossier. And so, you know, what separates us is sort of the granularity. We have never promised to be the first on a story, although there is a story today in the Daily Mail. I'm not sure if you can pull it up in the next 7 minutes that is based on our suspicious activity reports. We were actually given, you know, those suspicious activity reports are submitted to the U.S. Treasury Department from U.S. banks. And we were approached by a whistleblower who had access to those SARs that detail money laundering, sex trafficking, and other state and federal felonies that Hunter and the Biden family were involved in. And the Daily Mail ran a piece this morning about our SARs and how one of the women that was employed by Hunter was listed on a SAR. And we've that's another just incredible piece in the Daily Mail about how we got under the skin of Hunter's attorney, Kevin Morris. And I mean, this is crazy stuff.
Well, and like you said, it's odd how you put this great work out and you're wondering if or when it's ever going to get the national attention. Sometimes it does take years for this stuff to catch up. And like I said, I mean, I'm looking at this situation as kind of like a little blessing in disguise, a silver lining. I've got direct communication with you. By the way, I love you. I love Marco Polo. I love the Hoffs. I love Gateway Pundit. I hope that you guys could actually collaborate and maybe make a bigger thing of this story when some of this dust settles with the situation now, because I guess I would ask it to you like this. With all the new information and focus and attention to the Biden crime family, really post-midterm elections, when you're watching this and seeing this, what comes to your head, or what do you want to shout at the TV screen, or what do you wish the Republicans in Congress investigating this could know and understand?
Well, thanks be to God, I did get an audience with both the Senate investigators and the House investigators 2 weeks after they gain the majority. And Owen, I'm sure you and I would agree that our elections have many problems, but let's just posit for a moment that we did actually get the majority, and we do have somewhat a modicum of free and fair elections. But regardless, we told them exactly what we, you know, laid out in our report, that Hunter doesn't have the highest IQ ever. He's not the sharpest tool in the shed. And what this means is there are many people out there, from his executive assistants to partners to colleagues, that know where the bodies are buried. And so if they're expecting the congressional investigators to get answers from any part of the Biden family, that is spilt milk under the bridge. They're not going to talk, even if you subpoena them. So what you need to do is go around to all these executive assistants, Katie Dodge, Joanne Meyer, Eric Schwerin, all these names that we list in our dossier, and one of them will crack. Because all these people are driven by self-interest, and none of them are particularly virtuous, and they don't have fruits of the spirit. And so if you question them and go at them with intelligent documentation and know that you're not just, you know, shooting from the hip, they're going to answer your questions and produce that documentation. So what I told to the Senate and House directly, and what I said on this phone call with the state AG's office, as I was alluding to, is ask for the documentation and ask the people that they're not expecting. They're expecting Kevin Morris to get subpoenas. They're expecting Hunter's portly little xenophilic art dealer, George Burgess, to get questioned. If Joanne Meyer gets a wide-ranging subpoena for all the documentation, and we have her on multiple federal felonies, money laundering, etc., she has a much greater interest in telling the truth, and she doesn't have the resources from a legal perspective to fight back against them. And I was pursued by the January 6th scam committee. I know how congressional committees work, although this one is a standing committee, whereas that committee was a freaking joke and it was staffed by, you know, not even Republicans that were approved by the majority leader. But you do have to produce documentation even if you plead the fifth like I did. I respect him so little. I respect Benny Thompson so little that I wasn't going to give him the opportunity, you know, to ask me questions and his committee to ask me questions. It was a farce. But I did have to turn over communications. And so even if these people, you ask me what I'm trying to get across, is even if these people don't talk to the committees themselves, they'll have valuable documentation. And again, Hunter is only relevant as it connects to Joe. And so the first things I would go for would be asking, you know, maybe Naomi Biden, Hunter's daughter, who he texted that he was forced to give Joe half his salary for 30 years. That's a direct quote from Hunter. That's not me in my home office making this crap up. So I would, you know, they're probably not expecting Naomi Biden to get subpoenaed, but she's a party to this. She's on the text messages and emails. That would be one of the people. Do things that are creative that the left hasn't war gamed. Now, do I expect the Republicans to do this? Probably not, because a lot of them do not have the creative. That's another great story. Hunter basically, I'm looking at the screen, and Hunter basically paid for, and this is absolutely verifiable. We have the phone number in our report. Hunter's firm, Rosemont Seneca, which was funded in part by foreign oligarchs, paid for a private iPhone for Joe Biden for the entirety of his vice presidency. What does this mean? The Secret Service and the White House Communications Agency, because I was in the Trump White House, I know these things, they have a hardened cell phone for both the VP and POTUS, meaning it's much more secure. This is why Obama had Blackberries. It's much harder to hack into. But Joey had a private iPhone on the side paid for by his son's business, and that was a way for Hunter to always get in touch with his daddy.
Burner phone is what it's called.
Yes, and we actually put the phone number. It's not live anymore. But we put the phone number in our report to tell congressional investigators, hey, if there is one line that you need to subpoena the records for, it's this. Because even if we don't have the audios, Owen, we'll know when and for how long Joey and Hunter talked. And that's where all the conversations about Victor Shokin, the IMF loan, everything else, that's where those records will be. Joey was born in 1942. He's 80 years old. He's not going to put this in writing like his stupid son did. He's going to do this over the phone. And so they need to subpoena those records. AT&T will have them. If they don't, we'll know that they're basically a politicized company because they gave over the records for Mark Meadows, who I personally don't care for a whole lot. But nevertheless, his freaking AT&T records got subpoenaed. If they can do that to us, we should be able to get it for Joey's burner phone.
Well, and not to mention everything that was subpoenaed as part of the January 6th investigations, people's personal information. Garrett, if you can do five more minutes, we got a short 90-second break. If you can do five more minutes, let's finish this out. This is an incredible interview from Marco Polo founder Garrett Ziegler. MarcoPoloUSA.org.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.